Hello, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship and the vice president of the International Society of Christian Apologetics. I also am the director of the Doctor of Ministry and Apologetics program for Veritas International University. And I want to continue our series right now on Christ's death. We talked about yesterday about Christ's sufferings and death. And now we want to talk about some of the false views about Christ's death, false views of Christ's death. And one is the swoon theory, the idea that Jesus didn't really die on the cross. He was unconscious, and they buried him in the tomb. He regained consciousness, somehow without leverage, moved the stone from inside the tomb, and walked with holes in his feet, with wounds in his feet on jagged rocks, all of the area of Jerusalem, hard rocky ground, and somehow appeared in the upper room with the doors locked to his apostles, and they were convinced that he had conquered death and were willing to die for him. That really doesn't make any sense, but the knockout blow for that false theory, false view of Jesus' death, that he really didn't die, he only swooned on the cross, and they thought he was dead. But the death blow to that is in John chapter 19, verses 31 to 37. John 19, 31 to 37. The Jews therefore, because it was a day of preparation, so that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high day, asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Because once you break the legs, you can't push up and breathe and you die within minutes. Verse 32, the soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man and of the other man who was crucified with them. But coming to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately there came out blood and water. And that confirmed Jesus' death there. And he who has seen, has borne witness, is the Apostle John, and his witness is true. And he knows he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe. For these things came to pass that the scripture might be broken, not a bone of him shall be broken. It's also interesting that if he had a broken bone, according to Exodus 12, he'd be disqualified from being the Passover lamb. Verse 30, and of course, Paul in 1 Corinthians 5, 7 calls Jesus our Passover lamb. Verse 37, and again another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. And so the Roman soldier didn't know that the flow of blood and water from the side would be confirmed in the late 1800s and the late 1900s by JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, when they experimented on cadavers. If you puncture that portion of the body while the person's alive, blood squirts out or pours out. But if the person is dead, then you get a gentle flow of what looks like blood and water. And that's because there's a water sac called the pericardium that surrounds, it's a transparent fluid that surrounds the heart, and if the heart is not beating, it doesn't, the blood and the fluid, the transparent fluid, doesn't immediately mix, so you'd have the flow of the coming out separate. And so this is confirmation that Jesus of Nazareth was dead before he came off the cross. And now, the Roman soldier didn't know that medical science. He just figured, well, I think he's dead, but just to make sure, it'd be easier for me to just pierce his side, give him a lethal blow that would kill him, just in case he's not dead already. That'd be easier than me breaking his ankles. And whatever the case, we get modern medical confirmation that Jesus of Nazareth, because of the flow of blood and water, was dead before he was taken down from the cross. So the swoon theory fails, that Jesus really didn't die and rise, because he really didn't die. He just passed out on the cross. The swoon theory fails. Another false view is the ransom to Satan theory. We know that Jesus paid the ransom price for our sins. The scriptures are real clear on that. But who did he pay the ransom price to? And a false theory is called the ransom to Satan theory, where Jesus paid the ransom price for our sins to Satan. There's once a friend of mine who gave a really lousy children's Bible study where he said it's like we're all in a cage, and then Jesus walks up and Satan's guarding the cage, and Jesus pays Satan the price, and Satan takes the money and unlocks the cage, and we get out. Now that's a bad illustration. Jesus doesn't owe Satan a dime. God doesn't owe Satan a dime. A better illustration would be Jesus coming up to the gate, beating up Satan, tossing him aside, breaking open the gate, and then setting us free. But Jesus did not pay the ransom price to Satan. You know, Mark 10:45 says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." So Jesus did give his life a ransom for many, but he came not to work with Satan and pay a price. He didn't owe Satan a dime. And so in Luke chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, it reads, "And the 70 disciples returned with joy," when Jesus sent them out, "returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.' And he said to them," Jesus said to them, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning." Jesus and Satan are enemies. Jesus came to defeat Satan, not to pay him some ransom price. So the ransom price was paid to God the Father's holiness and God the Father's justice. It was not paid. Jesus paid the price that we owed to the law and because of our sin, and paid the ransom price to satisfy the wrath, the anger, and the justice of God. So the swoon theory is false, the ransom to Satan theory is false, and then the accidental theory is false, where Jesus was this great guy, had a lot of potential, a lot of charisma, and then unfortunately they killed him. And what a tragedy. Well, the scriptures are clear. Jesus said in John 3:17, that the Son of Man did not come into the world to condemn it, but to save the world. And so Jesus came to earth to save us from our sins. And, you know, the bloodshed of animals doesn't take away sins. The ultimately worthy substitute sacrifice had to be sacrificed for our sins. So Jesus was born to die. It was no accident. Luke 24, verses 25 to 27, this is Jesus talking to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And this is after he has risen from the dead, and they didn't know that he rose from the dead. And starting in verse 25, "And he said to them, 'O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures." In other words, like passages like Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22 told us Messiah, passages in Zechariah told us that Messiah had to come and to die on the cross for our sins, and had to rise from the dead to conquer death for us. So this was not an unfortunate accident. Jesus said that, Luke 19:10, he came to seek and save that which was lost. He came to earth to save us, and in order to save us, he had to die as a substitute sacrifice for our sins. So Christ's death was no accident. So false views of Christ's death, the swoon theory, that's false. Jesus did die on the cross. Ransom to Satan theory is false. Jesus doesn't owe Satan a dime. He paid the ransom to the holiness and justice of God. And then the accidental theory, no, this was planned by God in the garden. There had to be, God promised, there had to be a suffering Savior who would crush the head of the serpent, but his heel would be bruised in the process. Messiah would have to suffer and die to provide salvation for us. Please subscribe to the Phil Fernandez Show. Visit us at our website on philfernandez.org. Visit the Phil Fernandez Show, or you can write to us at Trinity Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 3264, that's 3264, Bremerton, Washington, 98310. That's 98310. You could also listen to over 1,700 sermons, lectures, and debates that I've done on sermonaudio.com/IBD. IBD for Institute of Biblical Defense. SermonAudio.com/IBD. God bless you. Be safe.